Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a, I get the feeling Notre Dame fans are a little bit nervous about Riley Leonard entering 2024. Let's go over some ways that I think should make you feel better about this edition of the Always Irish Show. You know it's a dangerous show when I'm the one that's going to calm people down, but I think I could do it on this one. Follow me. Give me a chance here. Thanks for being here. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Yanni Boy out as well. Hit those notifications on it. You will learn it every time a new episode drops. Twitter. Search bar Always Irish or at Always Irish Inc. Emails alwaysirishandy@gmail.com. Audio only. Anywhere you want it, you can get it. If you don't want to see my face, I certainly don't blame you. The call-in lines. You know what they are. 312-988-15. You dialed up, tell Cousin Johnny all you've heard and seen. Instagram, Facebook, Always Irish Inc. Irish Wire, you can read all about it if you want. Patreon.com/AlwaysIrish. Former Captain Mike Goolsby and myself breaking it all down. Ooh, Mike's getting into the film. It's a beautiful thing, seeing the man in his element. I love it. I love it. Also, check out the ride again, man. I'm bringing it back. I need the galloping ghosts of the Rockne era to reincarnate themselves. Maybe one of them could each go into one of the running backs' bodies. Something like that. I like it. Oh, John, where'd you get that shirt? Oh, I know. AlwaysIrishMerch.com. Go get a ride again for yourself, baby. AlwaysIrishMerch.com. Go pick one up, man. Perfect for this year. We're bringing the spirits back up. We're moving Rockne around. Like, let's whip up the spirits here, I guess. All right. Thank you for being here. Here's the deal. Even before the injury situation this spring, there was less buzz for Riley Leonard than Hartman, even though they're coming to Notre Dame from almost like identical situations. Even before the injury, there was not nearly as much buzz as Riley Leonard that there was for Hartman. As far as non-traditional recruits, a grad transfer situation, especially at the most important position, individual position in sports. Way less buzz. Why is this? Number one, Hartman didn't yield high-level results. All the dreams and hopes in the world and all the stats against the crappy defenses we played, and then it was a struggle bus when it mattered most against good teams and you ended up with three losses, and you don't go get a grad transfer quarterback for sake development of younger guys to bring a guy in and then lose three games. Not here for it. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, that's not what that guy was brought here to do, is to lose three ball games. Okay. So I believe that has turned people off from like the portal prospect to Notre Dame track. So that's one thing. There's less excitement there about the grad transfer thing. Number two, I'm convinced this is a part of people's thinking here, whether they realize it or not. I'm convinced this next item's a big deal. I get the feeling and the sense that Notre Dame fans are starting to move their eyes and gaze to young upside. Our eyes are shifting to other guys in that quarterback room and some that aren't even there yet, to a young CJ Carr, to Deuce Knight's 7-on-7 circus film. the athletic freakazoid that that guy is, like a cyborg, okay? Even Kenny Minchie's physical upside. Like, so that's another part of it is it's not like, oh my gosh, this is the only guy that could do anything in the Notre Dame quarterback room. It's all about him. I believe fans are already starting to emotionally buy into the younger upside potential of what this quarterback room is going to develop into in the coming years. That's piece of this, in my opinion. Then you add in the injury stuff, and then you got to the other two things. Then you add in the injury stuff, and he wasn't available almost all of spring. That's where you end up in a spot where Notre Dame fans have anxiety about Leonard. Is this anxiety justified? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is. The injury worry. That is what it is. That is a shadow that lurks over your shoulder whenever this guy does anything from now on. But then there's also the other part of it. How good's he going to be? If the ankle holds up, how good's he going to be? Can he be a good enough passer to get this offense where it needs to be? To be a true college football playoff contender? I don't know, but I need it. I don't know, but I need it to be so. So I totally understand. I get the worry and why it exists. I share in a lot of that sentiment. You guys know how I worry about Notre Dame. How do you think I'm so dang skinny? All right? But I do think there's some big differences between this year and last year that may help Leonard be more successful than Artman. And some reasons Notre Dame fans could have some genuine optimism here in the midst and worry. Let's go over those items now. Number one, in today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisly step in. Paisly's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisly's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you. Denbrock. The offense is going to be better positioned every week entering games because of his game planning. Then when you get into the games, he's going to be better at adjusting when needed to what is needed to get better results. The guy's a matchup master. That is one of his strengths. This structure that I can trust alone, before I go over anything else, should make all of this offense better and whoever the quarterback is better right away. You don't have Jerod Parker trying to keep his head above water every week. Denbrock's going to have a good plan and set things up, and when he needs to adjust, know where to go and how to do it and how to get in and out of it. That's number one. It's a big deal. It's a big difference. And again, I'll say this for the 80th time. I'm not ripping on Jerod Parker. It almost wasn't fair that the weight of all Notre Dame Nation fell on his lap because Notre Dame messed up the Ludwig hire. And they couldn't afford another public miss by keeping to go to the outside. So you went down the hall and you asked Parker if he wanted to do it. I don't blame that guy. The whole situation got messed up by Notre Dame's power people that are supposed to be the smart ones in the room. They messed that all up and set this disaster in motion. Oh, John, it wasn't a disaster. 39 a game, second most points in all-time Notre Dame history. What are you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. All those points came against nobodies, and when you need them against somebodies, you got nothing. kid yourself to feel better in the moment, Notre Dame fans. That number lied to you and you know it. I'm not going to say it lied to you, but you need to be a realistic enough fan to be able to divide out the situation. And if you look at those point totals and who they came against, be intellectually honest with yourself. Against any real defense, we struggled, period. All the teams we have way more talent than, you scored a lot of points. Congratulations. So that's number one. Den Brock's going to help all this. Number two, better weapons. Whoever the quarterback is, right, Lenny, you're going to have better weapons. That running back room might be the most deepest, impressive group on the team. Tight end, if healthy, with Raerden and Evans, that's a dangerous duo weapon. Wide receiver situation is still not where I need it to be, but it's going to be light years out of last year and the year before. That's going to help. How about just size? You know, so big dude, almost 220. What is he, 6'4", something like that. How about this? He could actually probably see where to throw the ball. That's a feature Drew Pine couldn't offer you. And again, I don't blame Drew Pine for that. Drew Pine should never be in a position where he could be Notre Dame's quarterback. Sorry. Also, when you're that big, you're just hard to take down. That's a benefit too. And number four, he's a dual threat guy. The fact that the film lets every defense know that he's a dual threat guy, I like. That's going to force defenses to prepare for Notre Dame differently. And they're not going to be able to cheat the way they've been able to on Notre Dame. Because this guy could beat you. They're going to have to play Notre Dame more straight up. Account for that quarterback run. That should help as well. So I think these items will really make a big difference for Notre Dame in 2024 and put this offense in a position to be way more reliable and electric. What about the injuries? I don't know. Yeah, that's a worry. Every team has that worry. There's nothing I can do about that. What about the O-line? Oh, that's a worry too. And it's also something I can't help you with, but it's a worry. So certainly there are items to be concerned about. But I do think all of these are very realistic, tangible examples of ways Notre Dame's offense is going to be in a way, way, way better position this year to be more productive when you need it in those moments against good defenses. I just think we'll be able to get more out of this quarterback situation. So I understand the anxiety and the passing numbers aren't the most impressive. I understand all that. I'm not telling you not to worry, but I'm hoping over the summer, some of these items will crystallize. And I think people will start to realize this offense is positioning itself to be in a different position, to be more productive, be more explosive, be more electric, stay on the field longer. Get up and down the field quicker when they need to. Adjust. Use the whole field, sideline to sideline. Stretch the field. Like, they're going to be able to change the eye level of the defense a lot. I just have a hard time not seeing this defense be better in those bigger moments for all the reasons I've mentioned. Now, you may disagree or you may come up with other worries. I'm guessing you're going to bring up the O-line concerns, and I share those too. And again, the O-line issue, if you want to worry about that on the negative, which I think is fair, I think about it every day. That's another area where Den Brock could help balance it out. If he sees that our line can't hold up and you're getting pressure, he will quickly adapt. To quick hitters, to Julian Love, get the ball out, give him a block, see what happens. Like, he will be able to adapt that quickly. I asked over and over last year why those running backs weren't involved in the short passing game when we couldn't do anything up front. You need more of that. You're going to get more of that. So even if that offensive line isn't where we need it to be, that's another area where Den Brock's going to help you because he's going to see it right away and try and mitigate it the best he can. So, I don't know. I certainly understand and share a lot of these anxieties, but I just think this offense is set up to be in a way better position. I want to know what you guys think. Let me know in the comments. Holler at me on the call-in show.